You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Oh my goodness. What we're going to do now is for some of you, we're going to change your life. Your life is never going to be the same because we have with us my dear friend Alana Savage, and she has changed my life, and she's going to share it with us. I need to tell you the background because it's like not very complimentary of me. Is that fair? No. So,
No.
our daughter had a bad accident at the swimming pool and broke her teeth, cut all her lip, and was very, very upset because she is at a birthday party and neither her mother or I were there. Anyway, we got so busy repairing everything. And at the end of that, she became a very anxious girl. She didn't want to go anywhere unless mum and dad were nearby. And those of you on X will have heard me talk about Ro Edge, who's the best poster in New Zealand on X. And I love her and follow her dearly. And she and I had been, we're chatting because she's big. Oh, I'm getting the story long. On stopping men being in women's sports. And I was telling her about my daughter, and she said, I've got a friend who can fix her. And I said, oh, here we go. And she's coming down your way. You should catch up with her. And so this lovely lady, Alana, came in, and she said, sure, I can fix Grace. And she did what is known as contact therapy.
Contact care,
God, contact care.
flintlock release.
She did this to Grace. I thought it was all woo-hoo. And she did it to Grace. And she repaired in front of my eyes. A few months passed. We keep in touch about Grace. And then Alana rings me up. And she says, I was thinking you might not to lose some weight.
I wasn't quite that rude.
You were. It sounded rude. Anyway, I was triggered. That's enough. And I felt like saying, what on earth would give you that impression that I should like to lose some weight? Anyway, I said, oh yeah, and I have put on a few pounds. Now, a bit of background. I've always been fat. I have dieted, I can get down. Most famously, I was very motivated to get slim for Dancing with the Stars. And I dieted that whole year to get slim. And every day was a battle of the will over the need to get to the pantry or the fridge. But the thought of dancing on TV in front of a whole lot of people was very motivating to lose weight. And I did it. Over the years, it slowly creeps back. Oh my goodness, I'm fat again. I didn't want to address it. My wife complains, people I know sit me down and say, you've got to look after your health. I don't want to hear. I knew what to do. I know all about diets. I've done 100 of them. I've lost more weight than most people. I know how to lose weight. I thought, because I know to eat less, eat lots of fat, eat clean, eat a ketogenic diet. I knew this. So, Alana said I might like to lose weight, and she had developed a program. It was about the worst thing anyone could have said to me. But Alana's a friend. Alana had helped my daughter. So I said, oh, okay. Had to put it off for a couple of months because I was traveling, thank goodness. And then reluctantly, Alana kept at me and I had to agree to it. She didn't give one piece of nutrition advice. She didn't tell me to eat less. We had how many sessions, Alana, by Zoom?
Three.
Three 1 hour sessions, one and a half.
Well, the 3 1-hour sessions.
Three 1 hour sessions on Zoom. And the weight started to come off. No effort. I started weighing myself, which was a big thing. And instead of it upsetting me, I thought, oh, I've lost a bit of weight. I've lost 15 kgs thanks to this lady sitting beside me without one effort of willpower. You're going to think it's impossible. Well, I've had damaged shoulders for 6 weeks. I haven't been able to put my arm up. And Anna said, oh, I can fix that because she's coming here to do this interview. I now can. She fixed my shoulder. I've been going for physio every week. Nothing. I'm get down for an MRI. Nothing. Down for x-rays. Nothing. This lady fixed me. But 15 kgs is what we're here to talk about. How much do you want to talk about your program, Alana? Tell me what it was like for you doing this.
Well, okay. What it was like for me to do it was not what I thought. So I doing contact care, which is great with helping people out of pain, and that was really cool. But I had a lot of clients saying, "Can you help me lose weight?" And I was like, "Yeah, I probably can help you lose weight." So did some stuff for them, and I actually thought, well, how am I going to, if I can help people lose weight, then by osmosis, then I can probably help myself, which is really my motivation for trying to figure out how to do this. So I thought, cool, I'll embark on that. So I didn't realize that it was going to take me into the depths of myself and a whole lot of books and investigation, and it's been a couple of years getting to this point. And I got to a point where I realized it was going to work, and it was working, and I had my beautiful friend Sarah helping me, and Rowena's been helping me, which is awesome. But I needed to get some real life guinea pigs, test
Here we
pilots.
go, guinea pig.
And so, yeah, it was quite a hard road because I realized that to help others on this journey, I needed to be the worst case scenario to figure out everything and feel what people are going to feel so that I can actually help them get through this. So it has been not by osmosis one bit. It's been quite a tough journey of soul searching and being frustrated and why is this not working, and all of figuring out all about resistance and stuff. It's been a quite a long road, but 2 years down the track and I've got all of these test pilots who are doing remarkably well and effortlessly
That's the
well.
thing I can't get, because the trouble with eating, giving up drinking's easy. I don't drink, and giving that up was easy, because you don't have to drink, but you have to eat. And so the tricky thing is, every day you have to be hungry, hitherto on every diet, and stop yourself from eating. You've got to eat, but stop. Not like drink a bit less. You can just go no drink, but to eat a bit less. And your program totally removed the need for that willpower. I don't even think about it. It's like I've had an Ozempic drug or something, but I haven't, or a gastric band or something, but I haven't.
Yeah, it's very natural once you do the homework. So it's three 1 hour sessions or 45 minute sessions over 3 weeks, and it's online Zoom meeting with others, but you have homework, but you don't need to share any of that homework with anybody. It's all about you being on your own journey, which is quite a huge relief for most people to hear. And you can share what you want or not, but I found that the group sessions have created a really nice community, and people who actually didn't want to share anything have gone, well, actually, this is really cool, and I want to share these bits and pieces. But once again, you don't have to.
I'm going to interrupt you now and talk about my experience. I'm 68, 69 this year. I had given up on my health and wealth, not health and wealth, health and diet, to be honest. I thought it was too tough to do all this again. And I felt angry with myself because little kids can't sort of quite keep up with them. And you've given me that back, Alana. So even at the weekend, we were doing sport and I found myself running along with the kids. I've
Awesome.
lost 15 kgs. I'm going to easily scoot down another 15. It's not even a thing. And can I explain a little bit about what you did for me in the program?
Yeah.
See, it's not natural to be fat. As everyone knows, we keep hens, and hens have unlimited food. And they're stupid, cute, but stupid. But they know when to stop eating. Animals, we have rabbits by the gazillion here. You don't see fat rabbits. Something odd about humans. Obviously, the food supply is poor. Fast food is designed to get into our brains and say, oh, you need more, you need more. Engineered to make us hungry and unsatiated, so we need to buy more. But what I discovered with Alana is that what's making me fat is my subconscious. Is that the word? And that what was happening when I dieted was my conscious was fighting with my subconscious. Funny enough, Alana didn't tell me this. It's sort of like the what she does works it out for you. That my conscious was, don't eat, don't eat, don't eat. But like your subconscious, like a little serpent. And you've eaten a packet of biscuits without even realizing it. And in Alana's program, she dives deep into your subconscious. I think it's one of, if not the hardest thing I've ever done. Because when I dove into my subconscious, I realized I didn't like myself. I didn't know that. And that I didn't think I was worthy. And somehow that was triggering me to eat. And what Alana did, God bless her, God bless her. Not what she just did for me, but what she can do for everyone. Well, she showed me how to love myself. Not in a superficial way, but deep down inside. And I did that because I thought, what have I got to lose? I'll do her homework. It's a few minutes a day. What's the big deal? I will give it a go. And funnily enough, I started to like myself and feel good about myself, and I didn't eat as much. And then as the weight fell off, I really started to like myself. Not in a ego way, right? But just in a way that I felt good about myself. And that's what Alana did for me. I feel as though she's given my life back to me, in the sense of liking myself and in the sense of being able to be physical and move again. Because 15 kgs off your frame makes such a big difference. And as you get older, it makes an incredible difference, because hills that I couldn't, that I had to struggle up, I now just walk up. Movements, getting in and out of the car, just become easy. Another 15 kgs and you won't know me. So, Alana, it's an extraordinary program. I said at the start, it's going to benefit people watching this and listening to this. How do they get a hold of you if they need help?
I've got a website and I'm just about to, I guess, launch it to the world, but I'm just going through the final testing
But they
stages
can see
now.
it.
Yeah, they can see it.
How do they find it?
So it's called A Lighter Way, and it is alighterway.com.
All one word.
Alighterway.com. Yep, Alighterway. WAY.com. You can book the program now. There may be a few glitches, but please email me at hello@alighterway.co.nz if you do have any problems, and that'll be good because it'll help me out. But yeah, that's how you get hold of me.
Well, do it. If you think you'd like to shed a few pounds, or would it work for other things? Like what?
Everything, life.
Obviously, smoking.
Yeah, well, I haven't tried any of that yet, but I have no doubt that if that is the intention behind what it is you want to achieve, then absolutely.
Drinking. Drugs.
Yep.
Well, Alana is amazing. I can't imagine a worse guinea pig than me, because I went into it totally negative. I said to her, this isn't, in my head, I said to myself, this isn't going to work. I'm going to sacrifice these hours with her, and it's embarrassing because she's going to put a lot of time into it. And I'm going to sit through it. And then at the end of it, I'm going to prove a failure. And then it's going to look bad because her guinea pig died. Didn't work. And I went into the program with no expectations. Not even, I didn't even want to lose weight. That's the crazy thing, Alana. I got to say, those sessions were so tough. My wife would say, "Oh, are you okay? How was it?" "No, I don't want to talk," because I'd gone deep into my subconscious. But out of it, I built a new me, which I think we all need to do now and again. And my life is back. Thank you so much, Alana.
You're
There
welcome.
you go, everyone. Alightaway.com. Worked for me. And email hello with an E, hello with an E, at a lighter
No, just
way.
yeah, hello, HELLO
Yeah.
at a lighter way, dot com
Dot com, a lighter way dot
or
com.
dot co dot NZ. Oh
There you
no,
go,
dot com.
Alana. Thank you. You're on Really Chic Radio. I'm so pleased to have had this time with Alana, because she fixed my little daughter. She came over for this interview. And she said, "How are you?" And I said, "Look, I'm so great, but funny enough, I've had 6 weeks of pain. I've been going to the physio." And she said, "Oh, I can fix that." Half an hour later, everything's working. Special. Talk soon. Send us a text to 2057. Email us at inbox@rallycheck.radio. Rodney Hyde, 15 kgs lighter, 15 to go. Maybe 25. Thank you.
Thanks, Ronnie.